My name is Robert Martiniano, and I'm the Senior Program Director at the Center for Health Workforce Studies. I want to review a poster being presented on the current healthcare employment in New York State by setting and by region. For over 20 years, the Center has reported health workforce trends annually. The report includes both secondary data that we've collected as well as primary data to understand information on New York State's healthcare workforce. We report the data by New York State Department of Labor region, by occupation using SOC codes, and by job setting using NAICS classifications. The center also worked with membership organizations in New York State, such as the Statewide Hospital Association, to survey health facilities on current recruitment and retention issues. We work with these organizations to both identify questions and issues for the surveys, as well as getting better responses. Some of the findings we've identified. Healthcare jobs in New York State have steadily grown since 2018. Statewide, while jobs in healthcare grew by 39%, jobs outside of healthcare grew by only 8%. 1 in 8 jobs in New York State is now in healthcare. While hospitals continue to have the most healthcare jobs, jobs in home health care and in ambulatory care, such as in private physician offices or in hospital outpatient clinics, grew the fastest. There continue to be significant recruitment and retention problems in all healthcare settings. Nursing staff continue to be a problem in long-term care, including nursing homes and home health care. Hospitals and federally qualified health centers, or FQHCs, have difficulty recruiting and retaining physicians, especially primary care physicians, and nurse practitioners and physician assistants. Finally, FQHCs also have difficulty recruiting and retaining behavioral health practitioners, including psychiatrists, psychologists, psychiatric nurse practitioners, and clinical social workers. In conclusion, demand for healthcare workers continue, with recruitment and retention difficulties for many healthcare occupations. Finally, it is unclear how the COVID-19 pandemic will impact on the need for healthcare workers or the educational pipeline. Continued vigilance is needed in tracking the healthcare workforce.